from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
College football season has started. Week zero on Saturday. Game day was in Dublin. McAfee was talking about how many Guinness pints he was drinking.
I mean, he was getting good and hammered.
Apparently he was. Yeah. Nick Saban has joined the crew, so he was up there giving his thoughts on all these on these teams and conference realignment.
How is he? Is he charismatic?
He's Nick Saban, yeah. He's good.
Did you like Seamus picking the games as the guest picker?
I think I had turned it off by then.
Okay.
Is that a wrestler?
Yes. Yeah, Irish.
Wrestler, yes.
Irish dude. Very tasty, but very strong.
But big dude. Florida State, of course, came into the week ranked 10, lose to Georgia Tech, 24-21. Aiden Burr, the kicker for Georgia Tech, kicked a game winner. He tore his ACL a year ago, and he kicked the game winner for the win. So big win for Brent Key, the coach of Georgia Tech, and they beat the Florida State Seminoles 24-21. Crowd was packed, and you know, they were jacked up for that game. It was pretty cool to watch, but just because college football is finally back. And Haynes King, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, did a really good job. Didn't throw for a ton of yards, but he's a dual threat kid. He ran for 10 touchdowns last year. I think he ran for about 60 yards in this game, but he had some nice runs on some key drives to extend them. Anyway, so Florida State goes down in week one or week zero.
Their quarterback is
in a conference game.
Right? Third team.
DJU is on his third team. His career passing percentage in 3 years, well, two and a half years, is under 60%.
He wasn't terrible in this game.
He's just not consistent enough. Yeah. He had a nice drive to tie it at the end before Georgia Tech went down to kick the field goal, but he's just not consistent enough. I think it's going to be an issue.
Now, Florida State last year was undefeated until the bowl game, right?
Yep, Jordan Travis got hurt. That's why they didn't make the playoffs.
And then nobody played in that playoff game for them.
So there were four games. All four dogs covered. SMU was a huge favorite over Nevada out in Reno. Of course, SMU is now in the ACC. They were 28.5-point faves. They were trailing by 13 to go in the fourth quarter. Not a good performance from SMU.
You had Nevada. You're never sweating it.
Never sweating it. And Nevada's won a total of four games the last 2 years. They went 2-10 and 2-10. And they were beating SMU going into the fourth. But SMU comes back. They score 16 points in the fourth. They win that 29-24. So all four dogs covered in week zero. Thursday night, the games start for week one. I mean, there's about 20 games on Thursday. There's four or five games on Friday. Then Saturday, to kick off the Saturday slate, Georgia and Clemson playing in Atlanta. Cakes has said he picked up Maryland's defense in college fantasy.
I did.
And he's going to sit Georgia's defense because Maryland plays UConn.
Maybe I'm outsmarting myself. I don't do that very often, but maybe that could be the case here. Maybe a fancy play.
But so Maryland will play UConn to open up. And there are some really, really good matchups on Saturday. Georgia-Clemson, is going to be fun. You've got, well, this was on Sunday. You've got LSU and USC. You've got Texas A&M and Notre Dame. You've got Miami and Florida. There's four or five pretty good matchups in the top 25. Virginia Tech's going to play Vanderbilt down in Nashville, which I'll be at. I called the hotel I'm going to stay at. I said, just a question. You know, I looked on the map, but I've never been to Nashville, so I don't know how far these hotels are from the campus. And I said, how far away is the hotel from Vanderbilt's football stadium? Oh, he goes, 2 blocks.
Right.
I said, silly.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I said, that's perfect.
Hold on. You would rather call them than just like Google map it?
I just told you I Google mapped it.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make sure.
I forgot that part.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Because I don't know how big these blocks are and how crowded it's going to be. I mean, I've never been down there.
Okay.
I've never been to
you're
Broadway.
Doing some intel. You're doing a little bit of recon about the
in
place.
In December, I had like breakfast there on the campus, essentially.
Did
it
you?
Was near where we were staying.
How big is the campus?
I didn't tour the whole thing, but I went to like a breakfast spot that was, it was a bunch of students there.
Yeah.
The swim team was there, whatever.
Yeah.
And you could see the football stadium. It looked like it was under construction. Like were some renovations going on or something.
For a long time, it's been a big, giant dump.
It kind of looks like a dump.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Don't expect anything silly about it. I'm sure it's getting upgraded, but.
Yeah. There was a lot of construction around
there. They've been doing construction the last couple of years. So last year, I think. They didn't have any stands at one point. Like the whole thing was demolished weeks before the season.
Yeah, it's First Bank.
I mean, it looked like a rickety old.
Oh yeah. Hoop.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
It's First Bank Stadium.
Like even in December, from what I could gather,
which is kind of weird because Vanderbilt always strikes me as just a school that's
boatload of money,
loaded with cash. Now their football team has been historically bad.
Well, that's
basically
why.
Forever.
Yeah.
I guess
invested.
They're just not. Yeah, I'm not pouring any resources into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that'll be on Saturday. It's going to be 92 degrees down in Nashville. A 12 o'clock kickoff.
You better bring that sunblock.
I'm not that happy about that.
Yeah.
But Chris Dorn still working on some tickets. You missed this. I'm going through Chris Dorn to get some tickets.
Oh, okay. Good. That's a good connection to have.
He's got a connection through the SEC network.
All right.
Got another guy that's trying to hook me with 4 tickets.
You know what? If it's 92 degrees out, if somehow Chris Doering pulls you an air conditioned suite, well, that's probably not even an option.
I don't know. I've don't know anything about First Bank Stadium.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm getting suite tickets.
Probably
I'm
going to
get regular section 105 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Be sitting with the common man.
So the Nats, kind of a big night for the Nats.
Are we going to hit our number?
You're going to hit your number.
We should.
It's going to be close.
Tonight's a big night, yes.
Well, we've got 59 wins. We need 60, so we need 8 wins.
I think we're going to get there.
Need 8 wins.
A little bit.
You got a sweat. You're supposed to have a sweat.
Well, it's a sweat.
Now, it doesn't help that they're playing the Yankees for the next 3.
Right.
Or maybe they can salvage one
Just
game.
Just get one there. Just take one out of 3.
But Aaron Judge will probably hit like 6 bombs in Nats Park. He's got
but
51.
Maybe you get a Dylan Cruz bomb.
But Dylan Cruz.
Cruz missile.
Dylan Cruz getting called up tonight from Rochester. Number 2 overall pick last year in the draft. So you're going to have Dylan Cruz playing tonight. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, of course, are in town. Aaron Judge hit 2 bombs yesterday, so he's got 51.
I think he's on pace for 63.
He's on pace for 63, and he's hit 50 home runs 3 times in his career, and he's the 5th player in Major League Baseball history with 3-plus seasons of 50 or more. Babe Ruth did it 4 times. McGuire did it 4 times. Sammy Sosa did it 4 times. A-Rod did it 3.
Those guys are all on roids. Literally every guy you mentioned were on roids,
except
right?
Besides Ruth.
Except Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Even that guy was just on alcohol and nicotine.
Yeah, and hot dogs. Did they even have steroids in the 1920s?
No, but I think they had amphetamines and that kind of thing.
Okay. They had stuff, yeah.
But I don't think he didn't seem like he was too concerned about his health.
No.
Babe. Yeah.
One team that's not getting to 66 wins is the Chicago White Sox.
100 losses,
they
right?
They got their 100th loss yesterday. So they are 29 and 100.
They're 29 and 100?
I'm sorry, 31 and 100.
Okay, 31.
Yeah. Yeah, so
still horrendous.
They're
not even dead last in attendance.
Oh, how can they not be?
Three teams are lower than the
Wild Card. Is Oakland worse?
Oakland, yes. The Marlins.
Yes.
And who else?
How could anybody go to White Sox games when you're
Oakland, the Marlins, 100 games? Who else doesn't support their baseball team?
I don't know. Maybe Tampa?
Tampa.
Good call.
Hey, Oakland's averaging, according to ESPN.com, 9,877. Miami's 12,975. Tampa, 16,893.
Hey, props to Keegan Bradley. Won the BMW out in Colorado yesterday. So he moves up to, I think he moved up to six.
Yeah, I think he barely got in too, right?
Yeah.
Is he one of those guys that was barely in?
Yeah, so...
I thought I saw he was the last one in.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was just awesome. So the Tour Championship is this weekend at Eastlake in Atlanta. Denny McCarthy needed to finish tied for 14th to get into the top 30. He finished 26th, I believe. He's got a hip problem. Might need surgery. I think he's got something torn in his hip. So he's going to probably need surgery. But anyway, so props to Keegan Bradley. And the Tour Championship is this weekend. And the U.S. Open starts today.
Which, yeah, my daughter was out there Thursday and Friday.
She's not there anymore, is she?
She's there today. She was there Thursday and Friday doing videos. Mm-hmm. You can follow her on TikTok. The Hungry Foodie.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And eats with Kelsey on Instagram, and then she's doing more videos today.
Mm-hmm.
And then she heads back to LA tomorrow. Saw her over the weekend in New Jersey at my brother's. Hey, if your old car or truck has seen better days, donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation and turn that unwanted vehicle into support for our veterans. You'll get free pickup and a tax break, and our veterans will get the life-saving services they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO. 877-718-HERO or go to purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.